Excellent. Okay, well, thank you all for being on, and let's go ahead and open in prayer. Well, first I want to welcome those who just joined us. Welcome, Jenny. Thank you for being on. And who just joined us, please? 505 number?
Yeah. Tom Mead, Albuquerque.
Hi, Tom. Wonderful. Thank you for being on. And I'll give one more quick roll call as to who's on the call. Again, from the CPCF team, we have Leah Carowan, Executive Director. We have Christy Macon, Communications Manager, Jessica Young, Office Manager, Brittany Cotillas. We have, as Administrator, Mike Quarter in Kentucky, Debbie Terry in Texas, Deborah Pratt in Illinois, Pam Olson in Florida, Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut, Jenny Caligiuri in Iowa, Tom Mead in New Mexico. Thank you all for being on. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to go ahead and open in prayer. Mike, if you would please open us up.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this time. We just bless you, Jesus, one more time to stand before you together, the state directors, and as part of your army in America. We just thank you, Father, for leading us and guiding us and directing us. Thank you especially, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord and our Savior, for coming to show each of us exactly what we're supposed to do to be part of your work in our state, in our nation. Thank you, Father, for each one of us on this line and for giving us the energy, the strength, the creativity, and everything we need to accomplish your task for us. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Thank you for going before and behind us. Thank you for already creating victory in the world, for already coming soon and already bringing justice. We look forward to the completion of it, but we see your hand already at work, and we bless you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for guiding us today in our conversations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Wonderful. Well, we are going to jump right into the call. I do want to take just a minute, though. We have one of our new state directors on, Debbie Terry in Texas. Welcome, Debbie. We want to, again, thank you for being on. Thank you for being willing to join this effort. You are, like many of the others on the call, strong leaders, amazing examples. And so if you wouldn't mind just taking a minute and giving us a little bit of background as to who you are, and then we'll have, as obviously as time goes on, more opportunity to connect as a team. But just would love if you would, just to give a minute or two of an introduction.
Thank you. Let's see. I'm from Florida, so Pam Olson, I look forward to meeting you. I've got lots of folks in Florida I would like to connect you with. My husband and I met on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ many, many, many years ago. We've been in Texas since 1983. I have been involved as a homeschooling mom and as someone who helped start a classical Christian school, concerned about government initiatives and rulings they were making that were impacting our ability to make choices for our family. So I got involved politically and have organized lots of entities, including the largest Republican women's club in Texas, made up of Christian women who wanted to pray and engage in the public square for the protection of our religious liberties and our families. My husband and I are small business owners. We own a company that focuses on executive recruiting for banks all over the country, and we do consulting. And I am recently the elected state Republican executive committee woman from my Senate district in Texas. Have been involved internationally with some political things that always had a ministry component. And I'm just very excited about what all you folks have been doing. I've known Leah for a very long time, and she can tell you what she wants you to know about that if it's appropriate. And anyway, I thank you for the opportunity to be here. Look forward to getting to know you all.
Thank you, Debbie. Go ahead, Leah.
I want to jump in, Debbie, and say it's totally appropriate and my pleasure to also say that by marriage, she is also my cousin in Texas and has been a dear friend and a champion, and I've been watching her and been able to touch base with her occasionally, not nearly enough, for the past 29 years. But I'm just thrilled to have you on the team. I cannot think of a better person to be representing Texas.
Thank you, Leah. I'm honored.
cool. Like I said, you in my first call with you, just very encouraged and inspired. You are definitely a mover and shaker there in Texas, and you'll be encouraged to meet many other movers and shakers in the states around. So thank you again for joining us today. And actually, I'm going to turn it right over to Leah to cover some of the new advancements at the national level.
Great. Thank you so much, Summer. And it sounded like a couple more people joined on since the roll call. If you have jumped on and you didn't mention your name, would you mind letting us know that you're on?
Actually, that was Christy and Tom. They dropped and then jumped back on.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Thank you. All right, Summer, I should have known you were on top of that. Okay, so yeah, I'm actually really pretty astounded and excited about some of the advancements and some of the things that are happening. And first, what I want to do is tell you about somebody who is just joining the team and also give you an understanding of sort of what's happening with Congressman Randy Forbes. Shirley Forbes, Randy's wife, about a month ago felt called by the Lord to join our team. So she is now part of our staff as the Senior Director of Advancement. She is going to be helping us on a number of levels. She is a master fundraiser. She's also a promoter and marketer. She's incredibly talented, connections all over the nation, not at the congressional level. She's been involved in the state legislature here in Virginia and multiple places. She is a proven person who can really advance the mission of the foundation in a lot of ways. And, of course, her passion, her heart has been with us for 7 years. She's been on the board for years since the beginning. And so the fact that the Lord has moved her toward this foundation a couple of months ago and now has become official was a really fun and exciting for us. So we're thrilled to have Shirley Forbes on board. And next Tuesday is really her beginning. She's been sort of part-time with us off and on as she's been wrapping up things the last couple of months, but she's going to be jumping on board full-time with us beginning next week. So we're thrilled. And in a future meeting, we'll have her introduce herself and talk to you all. Secondly, Congressman Randy Forbes, many of you know that he was redistricted basically out of his district, not his home, but they changed his district so dramatically that basically, he would have had 3 months to run in nearly a new district, which would have been 78% Obama supporters or liberal, which made it effectively impossible for him to win in District 4. The district next to us, District 2, asked him to run in their district because it was people here in Hampton Roads, the leaders, people in the know, understood it was absolutely devastating for us to lose Randy Forbes in as it relates to military, and many of them understood that it would be really a problem also losing him as a congressman because of what he's done in the faith in the Congressional Prayer Caucus. So for those two reasons, they asked him to run in District 2, which was my district, and mount a campaign for 3 months. Well, God in his providence, he did not win the primary, and so he sort of suddenly is out. Now, this isn't a big shocker because he was not going to run again in the 4th District. Once they redistricted him, he was pretty much thinking, okay, I'm done in Congress. Then it was another shot at 2nd District, and the Lord made it clear, no, you really are done in Congress for now. So we just have been praying, and I think there's a real expectation that the Lord has something still very significant for Randy, and even with all the prophetic and all the encouragement and the ways in which we're all thinking is that this is just going to give Randy a greater opportunity to engage in a new way, in a bigger platform. So I just wanted you to know we're going to be actually writing a letter that's going to be going out. Shirley is working on it right now. That's basically going to state that this is just giving Randy an opportunity to engage further in the foundation, what we're doing. It'll make him more accessible. We've already had conversations about what that might look like, how that might engage. He is not pulling back. He's actually pressing in even a little bit more. Now, where that's going to go, how that's going to look, nobody really knows at this point. It's still a little too fresh. It's only been a couple of weeks. But I just want to assure all of you that Randy and Shirley are on board, and this is actually potentially a very exciting time as we see bigger opportunities for us. So just wanted you to know, in case anybody asked or in case you had questions about where that was going, and we'll be writing this letter and sending out to our prayer caucus chairman, To all of you will receive it. Many of our high-level donors, partners, some of the people who would be wanting to know how does this impact the Congressional Prayer Caucus. Randy, just so you know, has been working hard at succession planning. Even before this, he's been building a team of about 10 to 15 congressmen to continue the Congressional Prayer Caucus. So I know that there's going to, you know, we're moving full speed ahead. And to shift gears a little bit to the In God We Trust, that's the only other thing that I'd like to share with you and what's happening with the In God We Trust campaign. As you well know, this next month, that's pretty much where most of our time and energy is. I'd just like to give you an update on what's happening with this. We have nearly 70 partnering organizations now that in some form or fashion have said, yes, we want to get the word out. We want to be a part of the advancing the Million Window campaign. We want to do social media. We want to engage and be a part of this In God We Trust campaign. And we've also, so over the next month, we're reaching out to them. We're providing them memes. We're providing them tweets. We're providing them opportunities of messaging, PSAs, public service announcements, if they have radio stations. We've also brought on board for the next 5 weeks, a communication coordinator. CJ has worked for us in the past, and she is now reaching out. We're going to start to do even today. I literally have the first interview tonight, multiple interviews starting tomorrow and over the next 5 weeks. We'll be doing radio, television all across the nation. So it's going to get some media play. We're hoping a lot of the big stations will play our PSAs. We're reaching out to some television. We're reaching out to Fox. We're reaching out to CBN, Christian, and conservative television radio all across the nation over the next 5 weeks to get as much play on this as possible. We also are doing a bus tour with the National Day of Prayer beginning the 14th. We'll be launching it in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of Reset. Also, National Day of Prayer is having their big event, their three-day prayer rally. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but we'll be launching the Prayer Caucus on the 14th with probably a press event. Members of Congress will be involved. And then it'll be going to the RNC, the DNC, throughout Pennsylvania, some Ohio, Baltimore, Harrisburg, back to D.C. on the 30th, where we will also probably do another event. We're talking to some groups about doing a major teleconference that might have some celebrities involved. We're still working on the details of this, but I just wanted you guys to kind of be aware. We've had multiple states that have now passed resolutions. Randy is working on something in Congress in Washington, D.C. to pass something, to do something to, again, make the awareness of the 60th anniversary. So he's going to let us know next week about when he's going to do that, what it's going to look like, how we can start promoting that. We know, you know, Family Research Council and different ones are very much on board with doing something big for July 30th. And then, you know, we've sent out packets, and you guys know all this. Hopefully you received them. We sent out 1,600 packets to legislators in our network with In God We Trust decals, with a encouragement to get involved with this campaign, post, tweet, do an email, something throughout the month of July and specifically on July 30th. As well, and many of them have responded and said, yes, I'd like, and we offered for them to have decals given to everybody in their legislature, and many of them have taken us up on that. They've called us and said, yes, I'd like 62 decals to send out to everybody, or 113 decals. I'd love to distribute it to everyone in my legislature. So we've been happy to do that for them as well. So, you know, kind of, and also the first responders has been a great way, too. We've had, we found out there was about 240 first responder agencies that are putting In God We Trust decals up on their cars and fire trucks. We reached out to all of them, sent them packets, said, hey, you know, this is the campaign that's going on. Reach out to your neighboring agencies. Several of them have called us back and said, we're in. This is great. We want to do videos. We want to send pictures. We want to make this big with you guys. So they've gotten on board. So just kind of wanted to give you a sense of how this is rolling out and the bigness of it. And this next month, the month of July, is the month that we've been gearing up for. This is the month to just start doing it. posting and memes and events. Oh, Maine is doing potentially working on 16 events at their all of their courthouses. I know that there's a few of you that are also working on In God We Trust events on July 30th. Please make sure you report on those as well so we can all get a sense of what those are. We want to promote them. All we're doing this month is promoting and telling the story and getting the word out. So if you have a story, if you have an event, we want to get it on our website. We want to get an activity update. We want to get it out to everybody. It's just it's really fun, I think, for everybody. We've had so many responses from people who are saying, this is fantastic. What can I do? How do I get on board? So we've got now we're working with businesses putting it up on their marquees on July 30th, churches putting it on their marquees. So lots and lots of ways to get involved. Please pick something, do something, find a way for your state and your legislators to participate in this. It's really taken on some big momentum. So just wanted to give you a quick update on that and see if there's any questions about the In God We Trust campaign or Randy and Shirley. All right. Good stuff.
Leah?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sure. This is Pam. I looked on the In God We Trust website and stuff with everything. Are there governors that have written proclamations yet in regards to this with different states? I was going to try to get our governor to do this, and I was looking for one so I could say, hey, this state did it already.
I don't think so. Summer, you might respond to that. We did not reach out to the governor specifically to do this, but it's a great idea. We just didn't get that far and add that to our list of things. But if your governor will do it, we'd be thrilled, and we'll put the word out, and maybe it'll encourage other governors to do the same.
Okay. It takes a while, but, yeah, I've been thinking about this the last week or so, and I thought I should try that. Okay. I just was curious if anybody had a sample of one that they'd done. So, okay.
I will add that Maine is working on having their governor sign one. So that is in process right now, and you all probably saw, too, that, for instance, the Southern Baptist Convention actually has released a proclamation. So not only government officials, but also some of the large Christian groups and things are, which is great. So there's a lot of momentum around it.
Does Maine have a copy of their proclamation, their draft yet? Do they have a copy of that yet? If they do, can you send it to us?
Absolutely. Bob was going to try and be on. He had a funeral. Pastor Bob had a funeral this morning, so he may try to jump on so we can get a direct answer from him. If not, I will follow up.
Thank you.
Hey, Summer, this is Delbra. We actually submitted a request for a proclamation to Governor Rauner, and I checked last week, and it's still in process. They haven't made a decision yet, but I just drafted a sample proclamation for them. And, Pam, I can send you the one that I drew up for Illinois if you want me to.
Well, if you'd send me that, I'd love it, Deborah. Thank you, because I want to work on it today.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
And, Leah, I apologize. Did you mention the legislator packet and that we are willing to send decals to any legislators that want to pass out decals, complimentary decals to any legislators that want to hand them out to their colleagues?
Yes, but thanks for emphasizing that. Absolutely. Make sure that, yeah, I did mention it, but it's good to reinforce it.
Okay, great. And just FYI, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Colorado are already participating. So if any of your other states would like to join, just let us know. We're happy to send as many decals as needed for the legislatures.
Could I add to that? Summer, if the legislators are out of session, what if we tried to encourage the legislative prayer caucus leaders to take them to the convention and pass them out to their colleagues there?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That way they'll see them, because a lot of them aren't seeing them because the legislators are out of session. It'd be a great thing to have the convention buzzing with that.
Yes, absolutely. And can I emphasize that? We're actually going to be at the convention, the RNC. We're going to be the bus is Pray for America on one side of it, but the whole back of the bus is In God We Trust. This tour is a combo, Pray for America and and in God We Trust International motto put it up. So anybody at the convention that has any comments or connections, we would love them to know that this bus is going to be there and that we're out there. We're giving away in God We Trust decals. We're trying to put the word out. We'll be in some of the hotels praying for some of the delegates, but mostly this bus will be there over the next, over the 3 or 4 days doing some various events. I think a pastor's event on Monday that we'll be at, but do keep that in your, on your radar, that if there's any of your delegates, any of your legislators are there, we would love to connect with them because we will be there. I'll be there at least through Tuesday for sure, and our team will be there. Somebody in our team will be there with the bus the entire RNC convention and DNC convention too. We'll be at both conventions.
The response is in Cleveland as well on that Saturday before, on the 16th, before the convention. So that might be a good connection with Doug Stringer to have them have it at their registration table or something.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be on the platform at the response, and I'm one of the prayers.
Great.
Yeah, but,
good.
But I haven't actually engaged them with the In God We Trust. I'm going to be that's what I'll be saying, hey, the bus tour, In God We Trust, pray and say. But I didn't necessarily have anything to present. I probably should reach out to Doug and say, should I bring something, a flyer? I don't know that we would give away window clings to everybody that comes to the response.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many they're expecting. But I was going to mention it from the platform.
It'll probably be 3,000 to 5,000 is what I would guess. That's usually it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just a thought. So, okay.
No, that's a great thought. Great thought. Thank you.
Yeah, I just received a text from a friend that says that there's a live shooter at Andrews Air Force Base. Let's just take a minute to pray. Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer. We, right now, as your children, stand in the gap, Lord, for Andrews Air Force Base. We thank you for the power and the authority in Jesus Christ. We just pray that all powers behind this shooter, God, would be bound. We pray, Lord, for your divine intervention, that you release angelic hosts to contend and to just protect, Lord, anybody and everybody in harm's way. God, we pray there'd be no casualties. We pray, Father, that the shooter would be, this assignment would be shut down now, and this shooter would be stopped now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I apologize. I could not pray. Thank you for letting me do that.
Absolutely.
And so as we transition, I just wanted to mention that, again, at the request of many states, we're going to be having our first strategy meeting after this call. And really what we're doing is we're trying to provide an opportunity for more conversation amongst the states. These calls, these state director meetings, a lot of times are just quick updates of things that are happening, but we want to have more conversation about the details behind actually making these things a success. So that will be after this call. It'll go as short or as long as y'all want. I understand that many, you know, some of the individuals that wanted to be on this, that call are not able to be here today for various reasons, but we'll try it, and of course we'll be recording the call, and we can pass it on to others that were not able to make it. So that will be directly after this call. Also, I wanted to mention the Congressional Prayer Caucus Chairman, Congressman Forbes, and Senator Lankford issued statements in response to the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the Stormans versus Wiesman case this week. I want to give a little bit of background on that. In 2007, the Washington State Pharmacy Board passed regulations mandating pharmacies to stock and dispense the morning after pill. The Stormans family, owners of a small grocery store and pharmacy, declined to stock the drug because of their religious, moral, and ethical beliefs, despite the fact that 30 pharmacies within 5 miles of the family's drugstore sell the drug, and even though the state has stipulated that the family's objections do not pose a threat to timely access to lawfully prescribed medications, the state has persisted in forcing the family to comply with this regulation. The family was placed under investigation and threatened with the loss of their pharmacy license. So that's a little background on the case. Again, the Supreme Court refused to hear that case. I wanted to also make you aware of congressional action. 43 U.S. senators and representatives signed an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to take the case. Justice Alito, joined by Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Thomas, issued a 15-page dissent, which I do plan on reading, to the court's denial of the cert, stating that if this is a sign of how religious liberty claims will be treated in the years ahead, those who value religious freedom have great cause for concern. So I think we all understand the importance of these prayer caucuses and how we just need to really stay focused and keep this a priority. I was going to read the statement from Congressman Forbes. The Supreme Court's refusal to review Washington's state extreme and unnecessary regulations is, in the words of Justice Alito, an ominous sign for religious freedom in America. It is possible to both respect the religious beliefs of a pharmacist and also keep customers secure and also help customers secure the prescription they are seeking. As a nation founded on the fundamental right of religious freedom, the United States has a tradition of protecting the conscientious objector that has endured throughout our history, but the court has done great damage with these protections by allowing Washington's regulations to stand. So again, that's just an update, and we'll send more information about that as well, but wanted to make sure that we commented on that today. Also, as Leah mentioned, thank you to all those that are providing details about the events that are taking place in your state. We are finding that people are extremely encouraged when they hear about the efforts of your state legislators or your efforts in the states. This is providing hope, infusing people with faith to just keep praying, keep standing. So thank you for sending that information. And now I want to turn it over to the states. And for the new state directors, this is a timer where each state takes about 2 to 3 minutes. It gives an opportunity to give an update on efforts in the state as it relates to religious freedom, any maybe egregious attacks on faith, any maybe state prayer caucus efforts, any successful passage of legislation, maybe upcoming events. So let's go ahead and we'll go through the states now. And again, just wanted to remind everyone just 2 to 3 minutes if possible.
Tom, I've got to drop off, but can I just give you just a quick update?
Please, yes.
Okay. I talked to Representative Gallegos 2 days ago, and he still is having trouble connecting with his co-chair, Senator. Still working on that, and obviously that's a problem, so we're engaging on that. And that's the only update I've got.
Okay, and so just a little background, Tom Mead is with the New Mexico Prayer Caucus. They recently launched about 2 weeks ago, so this is a new prayer caucus. And are you all out of session?
Yes.
You are out of session. Yeah. Okay, so that's probably part of the challenge, but we'll...
No, it is. Just getting him to respond to emails has been a challenge. So, and he's over in the far side of the state, so it's not like you can just drop in on him.
Yes. Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you for the update. Thank you for being on, and we'll continue to be in conversation about that invitation process and really building that prayer caucus in New Mexico.
Okay.
Great.
So I'm off.
Okay.
Thanks, Summer.
Okay. Thank you,
bye
Tom.
Now. Bye.
Okay. Also, let's see. Jenny in Iowa, would you please give us an update on the efforts there?
Yes, and I'm probably going to have to drop off, too. We're in the middle, of course, of the 99-county Bible reading marathon, and it is exploding everywhere. It's all I can say. God has definitely moved into the driver's seat of this thing. We have, I think we have 53 counties. I already have 4 phone calls just while I was taking my shower to return of people. We're going to do this again with the remaining counties, either the week before Labor Day or the week after to give them a chance, because we have so many counties that are just finding out. I had one call me this morning, a pastor. He was at the courthouse saying, we just heard about it. We're here to get permission. What do we need to do? So I told him we're going to do this because we want to read through the whole Bible. It takes a lot of people. But we've got, I don't even know, 5 or 6 people signed up that want to be the county captains for when we do the next one. And like I said, I had 4 calls. I got from 6:30, 7 in the morning to literally midnight or 1 in the morning answering phone calls and returning emails, because there is so much. Of course, I'm dealing with 53 county captains too. But there are some started on Monday, some a lot more on Tuesday, and the biggest bulk will start today. But testimonies already coming out in our capital city. A man got out of jail. This is the first night they read. He came over, ended up getting delivered, and gave his life to the Lord and came back to read the next day. We've had people that were it's too much to go into all the testimonies we've already got. But this, what I will say is there are churches that are not wanting to have anything to do with groups of churches. And I'm not going to name denominations or anything like that because this is not about denominations. But what I'm seeing is this is a grassroots. We have so many young, new pastors that are, and not it's not the mega churches. It's not. It's those that have been the lay people that have been hidden praying. It's the pastors that are in small communities, small churches, smaller churches, that are just grasping this, and they're stepping out in faith. I've had to pray with so many pastors, encouraging them because they didn't have people to sign up. And then I'm like, "Don't you stepped into the Jordan? Don't back up. Let God part the waters." And I've been, and then God's given me so many parables to share with these pastors and different people, and they have literally been calling me saying, "We started reading. People are weeping. They're coming back to read more," just like what happened at the Capitol. And it's about building his kingdom. It's not about a church, and that's what we're trying to do. It's not everybody has things they are wanting to do for the kingdom, which is awesome, but this doesn't have a name on it. It doesn't have a church name. This has God's name on it, and I'm kind of emotional because I'm so exhausted, but it is in such a good way. It's amazing the people that are calling and wanting to be involved and to take a stand for our freedom and to just read his word and to share the love of God. So I know I've gone over 2 minutes to go on and on, but thanks for letting me share, Summer.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your efforts, and we do pray for you, and we will continue. I was encouraged to hear your report that the Lieutenant Governor and Governor are in good spirits, and they're actually thankful for all the support and encouraged that this is.
Yeah, I guess I should have added that. The Governor, both proclamations I've taken, the Governor in the last 2 years, he's had much controversy. So I talked with the Lieutenant Governor, who I prayed for and have prayed with sometimes, and I told her, "I am so sorry that I always bring him grief." And she said, "No, absolutely not. He is loving this." So I've talked to South Dakota. There's, I'm talking to a man in Colorado that has a syndicated TV show. He wants to help get this in all the states. We're putting together a packet to help other states do this. We're really literally piercing the atmosphere over us. I know this is a big God thing for our nation. So, okay, thank you. I'll be quiet now.
Thank you. No, thank you, Jenny. Thank you very much. All right, Mike in Kentucky, can you give us an update there, please? Or Bill, Mike, both of you?
Yes, and I guess Bill's on the line, too. I don't know.
Yes.
Good, Bill. Though our legislature has been off since really April, they have had a 60 or 90-day session, I can't remember, this year. We've been meeting at the Capitol a couple of times a month, with other prayer teams, and this was largely brought about. We had during the sessions a lady, April Hunt, and her husband, Brigadier General Howard Hunt, helping to really establish prayer teams. They just did it on their own initiative, and they had prayer teams every day that the legislature was in session. Well, they continued that and actually formed what they call the Kentucky Prayer Coalition, and brought us all together in that, and we've joined with them because it really fits our initiative to build prayer with other networks across the state. And she's just a good administrator in making that happen. So we now have about a dozen different prayer-type groups that are meeting together, 12 to 20 people and a couple of pastors, and including Representative Tom Reiner, a couple of times a week. And really, they're doing this 5 days a week on the phone at night. I can't join them every night. They're meeting at the Capitol twice a month. We're joining there. What we're planning are some – it was really the general's idea, Howard, to divide the state up into admin districts, administrative districts. he had some dealings with this when he was in the Army. So he has really got a large booklet that breaks down every county, every city, gives us every municipal leader of any kind, judges included, breaks it down by judicial, executive, and representatives and senators. So it's a real good tool for prayer. And we're using that to have some regional prayer meetings this summer. One will be late in July, about the 23rd. Another one in August. We're trying to tackle the eastern part of our state, which is weak. That is, it's mostly Democratic and largely religious, so it really shouldn't be Democratic, but that's just the way it is. So we're trying to break down some barriers there. We'll be praying at the Capitol with this group in front of the governor's mansion next week. We're planning a David's Tent in September. It was really a neat story as to how that's all really come together quickly. In fact, I believe that Jason Hershey was on the phone on a phone call the other night planning. Wasn't able to make that one, but he was just kind of giving some words of encouragement, and I've been in communication with some of their leaders there, too, in D.C. So we're going to do that for 40 days prior to the election, and a local pastor in Frankfort, our capital city, has agreed to host it in their church 24/7. We'll dovetail into their worship sessions that they have two or three times a week. So that's going on, and that will be pulling people from all over the state, in each county, hopefully a worship leader, a team. And out of that, we'll be building hopefully some greater prayer connections and intercessor connections and getting really trying to develop pastoral connections. And it was an initiative that that Tom Reiner made, was to give a proclamation to churches that they could hang on the wall that basically honors the church for their leadership position. And it's kind of a plaque, or you have to put it in a frame, and looks official. And it would be something they could put up on the wall and give them a – that's for churches that have some leadership position in involvement with government. We'd include ours in that because back when we did the pastor's luncheons, whoever's churches were involved in that would probably get one, and anybody else's. So there's just that's the kind of activity that's going on right now. And we'll have it'll really pick up heavily, I'm sure, in August and September before the David's Tent thing goes on. Sorry it takes so much time.
No, that's great. I just want to explain to those that may not be familiar with David's Tent what that is. Jason Hershey is part of YWAM and Washington House of Prayer here in Washington, D.C., is hosting a 24-hour prayer and actually 24-hour worship primarily here in D.C. on the National Mall. And it's this year, it's literally 300, it's over a year. They're going to be doing it up to the election, started September 11th of last year. And they do have a Bible reading platform where they read through the Bible as well. It's called Ezra's Platform, and a prayer tent. So just FYI, I want to make sure that everybody was aware of what that is. And there are states that are utilizing this effort. And so that's what he's referring to. Thank you, Mike. Anybody or Bill, do you have anything you want to add?
We're going to do on July the 16th, I think it is, or 17th, a David's Tent kind of march and prayer around municipal buildings in Lexington, in downtown Lexington. We have a homosexual mayor that's very active in that agenda, and we're going to be focusing a march around Lexington, around particular buildings and areas, to do that David's Tent type of prayer time. We'll be doing that one day, July the 17th. And also, I just want you all to continue to remember our governor. He is continually being attacked day in and day out. Our local newspaper, which is very liberal, very biased, it just puts in there every single time he goes to the bathroom. If it's the wrong way, they make note of it. It's just that ridiculous. So I ask you to lift up Governor Matt Bevin as he stands strong for the kingdom of heaven.
Excellent. Thank you, Bill. That he definitely is in our prayers. We will continue to pray for him. And I just wanted to make a quick note about Kentucky. They are co-directors. Mike and Bill are both state directors in the Kentucky region, state of Kentucky, and they are regularly in the Capitol together. It's worked really, really well to have both of them working together to advance the mission in Kentucky. Thank you both for your time this morning and the update. Also, let's see, Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut, would you please give us an update there?
Yes, I will. Thank you. I just wanted to make note of a few things. I wanted to sort of back up a little bit and go back to the breakfast that we had in May, just before the conclusion of the general session, which everybody's out, they're out of session now. But there was, as an offshoot of that breakfast, which was extremely successful and very, very well attended. As a matter of fact, it was standing room only pretty much. And out of that, Senator McLaughlin was granted a room where the legislators can come together and pray. It has to be built up. It's not as strong as it could or should be. The objective, well, let me just say this also. We, as the Connecticut Prayer Network, we come together every month and we pray, whether in session or out. We've been doing this now for several years. But the main objective is to bring together the legislative body to pray, and that they have a safe place to do that. Out of the prayer breakfast that occurred, so a room has been set aside. They gathered a couple of times. The attendance wasn't as great. So I ask you to really pray, cover that with prayer for the legislators to come together and pray when they're in session. The other thing is that we're preparing for 10 days of worship in October. Previous years, a couple of years, we've done it for 40 days, but we've now reduced it to 10 and to have it even more impactful. And in September, on September 1st, Franklin Graham will be coming to Connecticut on his bus tour, and we're excited about that. So things are very quiet at the Capitol because of being out of session, but we as the intercessors, we're there every month, and we're looking forward to when we come back in session that will increase. And I want to say this also, too. Many times we don't think that people are observing us, but they are, and in a good way. And when we go into the Capitol, you have to go through security. And the security people now know us when they see us. It says, oh, there's those people that pray. Would you pray with us? And so it's really encouraging. There's still a lot of work to be done. And it's just a real blessing to be a part of the Congressional Prayer Caucus. Thank you, Leah and Summer, for what you've done. And also Congressman Randy Forbes.
Well, thank you, Pastor. You have been steadfast and immovable there in Connecticut, and we're seeing good fruit. Thank you for your faithfulness there. Well, let's see. Delbra in Illinois, would you please give us an update? I do see she's still on. She might be muted. Delbra, are you there? Okay, there might be some complications with her. Pam in Florida, would you give us an update, please?
Sure. A couple of things. Keep praying, obviously, for our state, because there's still much with the terror attack in Orlando. Our governor's pretty much been living down there and going in and comforting families that have had great loss. So we've been praying for him. I went in and prayed with some of the governor's staff and left the governor a note. And I got a note from the governor yesterday, a handwritten note, thanking me for the prayers. And so please keep praying for our state, because there's still a lot of pain and recovery down there, and for our governor and his whole staff. But I appreciate they've been on site and just pretty much living down there to help out. So the other thing is that I don't want to give too much detail, because I told them I wouldn't go public if they handled it, and they did. But some agency had forbid their chaplains from praying in Jesus' name, saying it would cause offense. And I went in and met with the leaders of that agency, some of the leaders, and said this is wrong and it's against, you know, religious liberties and this needs to be handled, and gave them some ways to handle it. And asked them if they didn't do this, that I would go public and would cause a great uproar about it. And the good thing is that if we go in and talk to leaders that we've forged a relationship with, and we explain to them the why, they immediately handled this, reversed it, and told the leaders they could pray in Jesus' name. And that just, it I was very happy that it was handled quickly and quietly. And they apologized and said they were wrong, and that's good. So if we're a voice for religious freedom and righteousness, we can make a difference and do it in a good way. So I was very happy, because that was a big win that was handled quickly and done without a major, you know, catastrophe about it. So I was happy with that. And the other thing is that we're a leader is calling for a solemn assembly in Orlando, and we're going to be a part of this. They called and talked to me, so I said, hey, that day is the day of In God We Trust 60th anniversary, so we're going to try to incorporate that in some way, because it's going to be on July 30th in Orlando. So I'm happy about that, with our state too all coming together in a solemn assembly to seek God, and in God's timing it would be on that day. So I'm looking forward to gathering with others over there in Orlando, crying out to God in on that anniversary. So a lot's happening, and please keep Florida in prayer.
Thank you very much, Pam, and we're continuing to pray for Representative Hill as well, as he's now running for Senate, correct?
Yes, and the sad thing is he's running against another strong spirit-filled believer, and they attend the same church. And so I'm like, oh, God, please, just, you know. So it's kind of a tough race there, but, yeah, we're praying for him. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you, Pam, very much. All right. Let's see. Just a couple of other updates. Like I mentioned, Abby is doing the Capitol tour right now. It's actually what she's calling the Sacred Tour, which is the spiritual heritage of the state and all of the references to Scripture and so forth within the Capitol. She's doing those tours regularly now for legislators so that they can give them to their constituents, and then also to individuals who come through and so forth. So that's where she's at right now. But she has been very active in the state as far as continuing to pray for the legislators, coordinate Pray USA events, as well as rally support for In God We Trust. They just had an event earlier this month with Representative Barbin, who's one of the Democratic co-chairs of the Prayer Caucus, as well as Representative Saccone, who's been a champion for a variety of faith-related legislation and or spiritual, you know, protecting our Judeo-Christian heritage in Pennsylvania. So they had a Pray USA event, very well attended, and again, just very, very, she said that the legislators, the pastors, the citizens were extremely encouraged, filled with hope, and that the legislators are looking to do more of those types of events in the days ahead. So she's just really continuing to rally the churches to pray and to take action in this time. Also, we have wanted to mention that Delaware has passed a resolution affirming the 60th anniversary of In God We Trust, and they are engaged, Senator Bryant Richardson there, but we are continuing to work with him and getting support for the Prayer Caucus as well as the state director. It looks like Delbra may have had to jump off. I just saw an email come through. She, as she mentioned, is working to get the Delbra's in Illinois. She's working with the Prayer Caucus chairman to have the governor sign an In God We Trust proclamation, as well as doing some type of a big event on July 30th to celebrate the 60th anniversary. So there'll be more details on that. Kansas, as we mentioned, is newly formed, and the state director, we do have a state director that will be fully engaging after the 4th of July, so we'll have more details on that in the days ahead. Pastor Bob in Maine, I don't know that he's going to be able to join, but Leah mentioned briefly that the Senate passed unanimously a resolution encouraging the display and just, again, celebrating the 60th anniversary of In God We Trust. And now they are working to coordinate events at every county courthouse on July 30th so that the resolution will be read, as well as prayer going forth for our nation, for our leaders. So that's an effort that's underway. Pastor Bob leads a weekly radio show with another strong voice in the state. And so they're really working to mobilize the church around In God We Trust. They feel like this is a very powerful and positive way to get mention God and, again, just to reaffirm our spiritual heritage. So he is in process of that. Cindy in Michigan, again, she apologized for not being able to be on. She was called into a work meeting, but she has been meeting with legislators individually, really trying to hear their heart so that they can come up together with a strategy for the next session. Also, Sharon in North Carolina has been working to mobilize prayer for the state legislators there. They're very active in North Carolina, very strong caucus, very strong network. She was not able to join us this morning. Also, Senator Kintner in Nebraska, again, he has formed the prayer caucus there. It's a newly formed caucus, so they're continuing to build support there. But he has sent out a letter and a packet to all of his colleagues encouraging them to support In God We Trust, and he just feels like this is a very strategic effort. Again, it's positive. It's something that everybody can get behind in a real encouraging way. So, let's see, Chris in Ohio, they're out of session right now, but he's working with us on the bus tour quite a bit to mobilize ground support and to get us some insight and information as it relates to prayer events and things that are going on around the RNC, so we're thankful for his support there. South Carolina, Senator Grooms won his election, and Dave, as you all may remember, is the state director there. He's taken a new position, which is really taking a lot of his time. That, partnered with the fact that he's a father of 10, has prevented him from being able to engage as much as he thought he and hoped he would be able to. So we have a new state director. We're working on getting a new state director there in South Carolina. And, I mean, we have other updates on some of the other states, but I just want to take a minute. I know we've talked a lot about a variety of different things. Is there anyone on the line that has any questions about, for anybody who has given an update, or did I miss anyone that wants to share something?
Hi, it's Abby. I just got on. Can you hear me?
Hi, Abby. Yes. Thank you for being on. I just gave a quick update. Thank you for being
okay.
on, though. What do you want to, do you
well,
have something you want to
I guess,
share?
I guess the only thing I want to say is I just finished the Sacred Challenge tour of the Capitol, and I can't tell you how thankful, appreciative the legislators are to realize what the message is that's on the walls. And if others have, biblical references or messages on the walls, from what I just experienced, they will grab that and run with it. And I guess they also want to know how we can get tours to everybody, for people across the state. So I'm going to have to figure out how to do that for constituents to get it. But it's really opened up a great enthusiasm to bring forth God's purposes that are on the walls from the history that show the message of what God wanted to do in our state. And you probably have that in other states as well.
Yes, that is a great point, Abby. And it would be worthwhile if y'all are not familiar with what kind of maybe spiritual heritage, if you will, scriptural references that are inscribed in your capital. It would definitely be worth finding and potentially creating some type of a tour around it. But thank you, Abby, for that. Good. Well, I am, just as many of you know, there are many moving parts. There are many states that are in some form of the process. We are in nearly 31 states now. They're either formed or in process. The state director network is growing as well, and it's just encouraging to hear the hearts, the passion, the breakthroughs, the momentum from each and every one of you. So thank you so much for staying in this and for continuing to understand the importance of this message and the importance of this mission. With just 3 minutes to spare, Leah, is there anything that you want to comment on, anything that you want to, that we missed, that you feel like is important to cover before we end this call and then transition to, well, again, the strategy call for those who are interested in staying on?
Thank you, Summer. No, it's been so exciting to hear just all the things that the Lord's doing across every single state. And the thing that's inspiring is that from season to season, depending on whether you're in session, out of session, it seems like the Lord just ebbs and flows, and each season brings a different focus, a different strategy. And that's why I'm excited that you guys are going to be working on strategic conversations, because I know there's just a lot of moving parts. The other thing too, I think, Pam, in Florida, one of the things that you said struck me so strong, which is the drum we keep beating, which is the way we lose is if we don't show up. We win when we show up. If we will show up, if we will stand in, if we will be, you know, just overcome the just the apathy or overcome the busyness of our lives, if we can encourage people to just show up. And the truth is, the more we show up and have successes, it encourages and shows. We are a model. We are showing people that it doesn't require more than just showing up. Prayer and take action. Obey what the Lord tells you to do and show up. I can't tell you how important that message is, because most people think it's so overwhelming and there's nothing they can do, when the truth is every single one of us can do so incredibly much. Each of us can just do a simple thing and it makes a huge impact. So that's the thing that struck me about everything that I heard this morning, and then Pam verbalized it when she gave her example. But I'm so grateful for every one of you that is showing up and encouraging other people to do the same, because it's making a difference and we're seeing it. So thank you. God bless every one of you. I appreciate you and I love you all so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Leah. As we end, I want to end on a positive note regard also, another positive note. The active shooter that I mentioned, after multiple reports of an active shooter, they are saying that it's all clear and that it sounds like it was a false alarm. So that's great news. Thank you again all for being on. Let's take a minute to close in prayer, then we'll end this call. And please just stay on the line for those that want to take some time to talk through some of the successes in the states. And to close us out, Pam, would you close us out today, please?
Sure. Father God, we thank you for the victories that we've heard today. In the midst of a challenging week, God, with so many things that have happened, we stand and we will not back down. We will go forward. And, Lord, we say you will give us your strategies. And we thank you, God, that we are seeing amazing things happen. The word of God declared out loud at the capitals, at city halls, prayer gatherings in nations' capitals and capitals around this entire country. God, for each one of the people on this call and all the leaders in the Congressional Prayer Caucus and the foundation with the state directors, Lord, we ask you, give us your strength, give us your strategies, give us great grace, fresh oil to run this race, and God, that we will see a nation turned, and we will once again trust in you, God, as a nation, Lord, that you will move in a mighty way. And Lord, this is the year, in the midst of great turmoil, that we will see a great awakening. If we stand and we cry out and we do not stop, Lord, we know that you will come and you will answer the heart's cries of your people. Give us encouragement. And God, I just pray great grace and blessings over each one of us. And have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pam.
Amen.
Well, God bless everyone. Have a great week. I'm going to go ahead and end this call now. And CPCF team, I know there's many things going on, so you're welcome to stay on or drop off as you need to.